All right, Tavosai. Good. Let's, where's everybody? What's going on? Oh, it's raining. It's raining. Is it still raining? All right. No. I just want to make sure that nobody's, yeah, all right. Because did I put on the chat where we're having share?
No.
No. I put in here? Okay. All right. I didn't put the location. All right. Fine.
If they don't get to shul and figure out
the shears, yeah, there's not really a lot of space in this building. Correct. There's two rooms. That's the total together. All right. Fine. Let's wait for shul. So we're going to start. We're going to pick up today. Where did we leave off?
Two dots at the bottom of.
Two dots on the hand of
these? Yeah, I think so.
Gufa. Butler died to Itzel Kolodim, right? That's where we left off?
Yeah,
Gufa. Good. So 2, 4, 6 lines up. All right. Rabbi Moshe says 6 lines up from the bottom. Gufa, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. B'chein I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Shemen Zayis Mebarachin Alav Bori Priya Eitz. So olive oil, make the bracha of Bori Priya Eitz. So Gemara says Hechi Dami. Now what's the case? In other words, what's the case of where you're making Bori Priya Eitz on olive oil? So Gemara says Ilei Medekashasile. If you're literally drinking olive oil, the Gemara says Azuke Mazikle. That's harmful. That's actually detrimental. So Mar says, "Disanya hashos the shemen shal truma mishalim esekhem shemen shal esachomesh." Rabbi said, "The halacha is that if a person goes ahead and drinks shemen of truma." Now again, remember, in general, the halacha is like this: if a non-kohen goes in and consumes truma, so the halacha is he has to pay back keren, principal, plus chomesh, plus an additional fifth. So halacha l'mayis again, if a person drinks olive oil of truma, what's the halacha? He pays principal, but he doesn't pay the fifth. Why not? Because Rabbi says, since this is considered to be a non-normative act of hana, right? Therefore, again, halacha l'mayis, so you don't have to pay the additional fifth. Hasach shemen shal truma, but if one goes ahead and shmirs shemen of truma on it, let's say again, people used to use oil like a lotion. So a person goes out and anoints themselves with oil. Ultimately, he pays the principal and pays the fifth. So we'll say the point over here is, what do you see? You see that halacha lemaisa, that ultimately, again, when you go ahead and you drink oil, that is considered to be a non-normative act of benefit. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, you don't, if it's not, and since it's non-normative, therefore, again, you shouldn't have to make a bracha. Ela de ka'achel le ayidei pas. Rather, what must be the case? Unless you're talking about a case where you're eating the oil with bread. You're eating it with bread. Ihochi, if that's the case, have they pass a kavahu tafel. Now, we'll say if that's the case, then bread is the primary item. Oil is going to be the secondary item. And that the halacha is utinan, zakla, koshu, ikra, vimot, tfila. So we're gonna talk about this in Meretz Hashem in greater depth. But the idea over here is we're gonna see the sugya of ikar v'tavla. Whenever you're eating two items, one of them is primary, one of them is secondary. The halacha is you make the bracha on the primary item and exempt the secondary item. That's the halacha. So now, if you're telling me that the only way to go ahead and eat olive oil is like, you know, you dip your bread into it and you eat the olive oil with the bread, then the bread is primary. The oil is secondary, and therefore the halacha is you make the bracha on the bread, and that by definition goes ahead and exempts the oil. It exempts the oil, to which the Gemara says, Ella, tekashase adei anigron. So what has to be the case? The case must be over here that you're drinking it through a nigron. Now what's a nigron? A nigron mai de silka. A nigron was beet juice, right? You'd go ahead and you'd boil up beets, you'd have beet juice. So apparently, again, we could add it to the repertoire over here. You know? And so the mice again. So now, the way you could drink oil is if you mix oil in with the beet juice. So the Gemara says, or the Gemara says, ansigaron maya de kul top of lamav 36a ansigaron is maya de kulu shalki 36a. That is water in which vegetables were cooked, like a vegetable broth. That's essentially what it is. So Moshe said this would be another way of going ahead and consuming olive oil mixed in either with beet juice or with vegetable juice. Moshe says, once again, here's the problem. Imkain, habile anigaron ikar, b'shemen tofel. Moshe said if that's the case, then the anigaron ultimately, again, is considered to be the primary item. The oil is considered to be the secondary item. Utinan, and we learn zaklal, koshu ikar v'motfela, anything ultimately, again, whenever you have a mixture, and one item is primary, one item is secondary, so what's the halacha? Mevarech ala igrub hotras atfila. You make a bracha on the primary item, and that exempts the secondary item. So we'll say, so remember, we're focused on a very simple question over here. The Gemara said that if you drink olive oil, you make a bread pre-eats. We're trying to find out the case, what is the case of drinking olive oil? No one drinks olive oil. No one drinks olive oil. In fact, again, the Gemara seems to feel that drinking olive oil itself is detrimental. So I will say, so let's analyze this for just a second. So we have, the Gemara hasn't said this straight out, but it's assuming that we understand this, that when you eat something in an abnormal fashion, at most you're going to be making a shahakol and nothing more than that. So therefore, if it's not normal to drink olive oil, you're not making a bread pre-eats. So we're trying to find a case where there is a normal consumption of olive oil. So the problem is, all the cases we're coming up with so far are all cases where you're mixing the oil with something else. But if you're mixing it with something else, then what? Then ultimately, whatever you're mixing it with becomes the primary item. The oil is the secondary item. And therefore, again, I was saying, in halacha, that's called ikar v'tafa, primary and secondary. And when you have that, you make a bracha on the primary item and exempt the secondary item, in which case, you wouldn't be making a bread pre-eats on the olive oil anyway.
Who decides what's considered the primary?
Excellent question. So we're going to see that answer. There's two answers to that. Certain things are totally subjective, but certain things are objective. Oh, that was a very helpful answer, right? So we'll see, for example, that whenever you have, let's say, bread is always primary. Always primary. Even though, again, I might just be eating bread, you know, it's just like, croutons. Right, crouton. So whenever there's bread is always primary. According to most opinions, anything mazonous is always going to be primary. But when you have other mixtures that don't fall into one of those two categories, it's whatever you want. Whatever you want. Again, even that, like we're going to see, by the way, one of the interesting cases of this thing I was going to talk about is eating very salty fish with bread, where the only reason you're eating the bread was to blunt the saltiness of the fish. According to some opinions, in that case, you would just have to make a shahakal on the fish and not a motzi on the bread. Again, we're going to see those cases, but that's, so as I said, it's subjective except for the cases when it's objective.
You're not allowed to.
In general, when it comes to brachos, is if there is not an obligation to make the bracha, you are not allowed to make the bracha. Since making a bracha involves Shem Hashem, you can't decide to be machmir on that. That is actually, we're going to see, because remember, you get into issues of bracha levatala, unnecessary bracha shenetzricha, right? Unnecessary bracha. So again, according to the Rambam, bracha shenetzricha, bracha shenetzricha is a violation of losisa Hashem al-kech al-shav, taking Hashem's name in vain. So whenever we say pater, it means pater, and you're not allowed to. So the Moses is like this. Now, we're going to talk about this. We will see cases where we'll see cases of ambiguity where you're not sure, ikar tafel, and ways in which you could kind of satisfy all the brachas. We'll get into all that. So the Moses says, what's the case? So what's the case we're talking about? So when is a person consuming olive oil? We're talking about a person who has a very bad sore throat. So we'll say, so when you had a sore throat, the person has a bad sore throat. So we'll say, so apparently olive oil was a home remedy that people would take, it coats the throat. So we'll say, now watch this. Now this is a Hilchos Shabbos case. Hachoshish bigrono, if a person also has a very bad sore throat, lo ya'ar enu b'shemen t'chila b'shabbos. You can't gargle with oil on Shabbos. Now why can't you gargle with oil on Shabbos? Refuah. One is not allowed to engage in acts of medicinal healing on Shabbos. Why not? Gzera shrika samamonim. Gzera that you might come to grind up herbs. So the Gemara said, what can you do? Aval no sein shemen harbe l'socha anigron ubalea. But what can you do? You can mix in olive oil with anigron. Remember again, we'll say, anigron? What's anigron? Anigron ultimately is beet juice. So what you can do is, if you have a sore throat, if I have a sore throat, I can't gargle with oil. Because then the only reason you're gargling with oil, I will say, is why? For refuah, for medicinal purposes. So you can't do that on Shabbos. What I can do is, I can mix an olive oil with beet juice and drink that. Since again, even healthy people would drink that. So I will say, by the way, just to like the illustration of this. So let's say, for example, taking medicine on Shabbos, depending on what the illness is, or depending, could potentially be problematic. But let's say drinking a tea on Shabbos, assuming you know how to make, right? Assuming one makes the tea in the halachically permissible way, but drinking tea on Shabbos is mutter. But once I'm drinking the tea because I'm not feeling well, that's okay. Why? Because that's what we call a meichel briyim. Healthy people drink tea also, and therefore again it's mutter. So what's the case of where I'm consuming oil? What's the case where I have a sore throat? I have a sore throat on Shabbos, and I'm mixing it in with beet juice. To which the Gemara says, okay, so pshita, so obviously that's mutter. So now what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara makes it sound like over here that halacha lemaisa, if I'm drinking the beet juice with the olive oil, I make a bracha on that on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, what's the chiddush? The Gemara says, well, I would have thought that since the only reason I'm drinking it is for medicinal purposes, therefore, maybe I don't make a bracha on it. So we'll say, therefore, again, the Gemara says, since I get benefit from it, ultimately, again, it requires a bracha. So we'll say, so watch what just happened over here, right? So the Gemara is saying, what's the case of where you would make a ha'etz on olive oil? So what's the case, we'll say? Again, it's a case of where it's Shabbos. I'm not feeling well. I want oil. What's the problem? Can't drink oil straight. I can't gargle with oil. Why can't I gargle with oil? Shabbos looks like refuah. So what am I going to do? I'm mixing the oil in together with the anigar, with the beet juice. But when we spoke about that before, we said, what happens when you mix olive oil in with beet juice? What's the problem I run into? The beet juice is primary, right? Is the ikar, and the olive oil is the tafel. That's not true in this case. Why not? Because since I'm not feeling well, right? What do I want? What do I really want? Right? I want the oil. The beet juice is just a delivery mechanism, right? But lamaisa, what I want is the oil. So the oil is the ikar, and therefore the Gemara is suggesting that's the case where you'll make a borei priya eitz on the oil. The Gemara says, okay, so what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? So the Gemara says, you might have thought that since it's for medicinal purposes, maybe you don't make a bracha at all. Kamash Malan Abo say that since there is taste benefit, what, right? Because it tastes good, so with the mixture tastes good, therefore I make a bracha.
On Shabbos? Yes, that's what I understood. You don't hold that?
I'm not saying I don't hold that. Is this a safe space? Is this a safe space? I've just never heard of people putting oil on their lips.
So if they're very dry skin, oil can act like a
moisturizer. No. I understand. But only a person who has very dry skin would do that.
Correct. But it still would be like a food.
Right. So it should be problematic. That's why, as I'm saying, why would it be mutter?
I don't know. I think it was done with like a popsicle stick or something in a bit of a different way, but it was because its viscosity is not so thick.
Oh, so I think you might, there might be like a lot of things that went into that particular answer. Could be a person who has a particularly acute situation of dry skin. Could also, he sounds like, because it's an acute issue, maybe it was mutter doing it with the shinui. But I think like in a vacuum, putting oil on your lips would be an active refuah, would be problematic on Shabbos. I think there might be a terim if a person maybe has a more acute situation. And then it's a question of like how to get that done without violating halacha.
Would it also be a problem with the marath? It's not just the
medicinal. No, so I think that's the point. I think what he's saying is it's not marath. It's not going to be smoothing because of the viscosity. And marath is when you take something that has a thicker consistency and then you smear it out. But because oil is essentially liquidy, that wouldn't be a problem. Okay. All right, so again, the point is this is how we're arriving at a case of going ahead and drinking oil. So again, it's a very specific case where halacha lemaisa, again, it's mixed. I have a sore throat. It's mixed in with the beet juice. I'm drinking it on Shabbos, but I want the oil, not the beet juice. So the oil is the ikar, the beet juice is the tafel, and therefore I'm going to make a bracha on the oil of borei pri ha'etz. Okay, so now we're not up to the halacha lemaisa yet, right? That's just the case of the Gemara. We'll have to see. We're going to see Meretz Hashem about whether or not we're actually making a ha'etz on olive oil or not. That still remains to be seen in Meretz Hashem. Let's go a little bit weiter. Says the Gemara, Kimcha d'chiti. What about flour? What about wheat flour? What bracha do you make on wheat flour? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bar Piyadam. Rabbi Nachman Omer Shakol Mi Bedvaro. Rabbi Yehuda says Hadama, and Rabbi Nachman says Shahakol. Okay, So I'm only supposed to say, so just to understand over here, so Rashi points this out. Of Rashi says over here, Ochel kama chitim kimos shehi. It's about eating flour. And I will say, now the pashtos, it can't be regular flour, because regular flour is not really edible. What is edible is like roasted flour. It actually goes like in this morning's daf Masechet, about the roasting things, right? So it could be that it's like a roasted flour. Okay, let's assume that's what it is. So Rav Nachman says, shahakol. And Rav Yehuda says, hadama. Amali Rav l'Rav Nachman. So Rav said to Rav Nachman, lo sifcha b'li Rav Yehuda. Do not argue on Rav Yehuda. Meaning Rav Yehuda is right, that the halacha is b'er pri adam. Rav Yochanan and Shmuel kaimi kavasei. Because Rav Yochanan and Shmuel both felt like Rav Yehuda, that flour is going to get the b'er pri adam. The Am Rav Yehuda, Am Rav Shmuel, v'chin Am Rav Yitzchak, Am Rav Yochanan, shemen zayis mevarchen ala b'er pri ha'etz. Olive oil, that's what I suppose, the sugi is not over yet. Olive oil, make a bracha b'er pri ha'etz. Alma, af agav v'ishtani, b'milsei kai. Now, watch this. Now, what does that tell you if you're making a b'er pri ha'etz on olive oil? What does that tell you? That tells you that even if something changes form, it still retains its original identity vis-a-vis brachas. Right? So here, everyone agrees that an olive is b'er pri ha'etz. Right? That's what everybody agrees on. Now, oil, which is a changed form, is still going to be b'er pri ha'etz. So what does that show you? Even when something changes form, it still retains its original bracha. Hachanami, af agav dishtani b'milsei kai. So to over here, even though the flour has changed form, right? The wheat itself would be b'er pri adama. I will say, again, remember, wheat, as it grows in the ground, is not mazonos, right? Things that are produced from wheat, then become, but wheat by itself would be b'er pri adama. So just like the wheat is b'er pri adama, so to the flour is going to be b'er pri adama. To which the Gemara says, that's not a good comparison. Me dummy. Hasam less the iluya achrina, hacha is the iluya achrina bepas. Well, see, here's the difference. Olive oil is a finished product, right? After oil, that's it. There's no further form. Flour, however, does have a further form, which is going to be what? Which is going to be bread. So therefore, again, it's not fair to make that equation. So we'll stop over here for tonight. And we'll daven Marv in the main shul. So again, we'll stop over here for tonight. So we'll pick up tomorrow. So tomorrow what we have to figure out is olive oil. We still haven't seen the halacha l'maaseh with that. And now we're into flour. But again, what you begin to see is the tension in the Gemara when you take items, right, that originally have a bracha, then you change their form. But they're not yet, perhaps, in their fully finished form, or in their normally consumable form. What's the bracha? Mirat Shem continue tomorrow. Say, Shkoyach.